David Johnson, David Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, 9623, 1227, 78. Chief complaint, nausea, next one's vomiting, next one's abdominal pain, next one's bloating, next one's leg pain, next one's arm pain, next one's not feeling well. Patient is a 44-year-old gentleman, comes in today after he ate something yesterday. He woke up in the middle of the night, had nausea and vomiting. He's never had this before. He says he feels very bloated. At this time, he feels like he can't belch. COVID immunization, none. He went to his primary care doctor at first. They wanted to do a COVID test on him. He got mad and he came here. Allergy, allergy, medical problems negative, surgical problem negative, social. He's a pipeline worker. He's married, has kids, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's very active and is very stoic. So when he gets sick, he gets sick. When he complains of pain and issues with his stomach, this is something that's really going on with the medications. None. Family history, he says mom and dad are okay as far as he knows. His weight's gone up to 275. Review of system is above 275 pounds, 98%, 98.2, 16, 104, 137 over 82. Heart positive, swim positive, two lungs clear. Abdomen is soft but very distended. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosal tension. Neurological non-focal. As far as the abdominal exam is concerned, I did an abdominal ultrasound. He's got a very distended gallbladder and a mass slash cyst slash stomach slash possible hiatal hernia in the epigastric region. That's quite large. Next number CT scan recommended. Next number is I talked to Dr. James in the emergency room. He's going to go get a CT at this time. Next number, he does have a slightly fatty liver. Next number is his leg pain and arm pain was looked at via ultrasound. There was no evidence of DVT or PVD found. Next number is H. pylori was sent before he left. Next number, since he went to this primary care doctor and they wanted a COVID test and he left, he did have some blood work done. He didn't want to have blood work drawn again right now, but then he's going to the emergency room. Next number, we gave him a prescription for protonics to be used at a later date if he's discharged from the emergency room. Next number, they'll have a CT scan with PO contrast, and that'll tell us exactly what's going on. Next one is mild BPH, next one is mild lymphadenopathy, next one is carotid ultrasound with the normal limits, next one is echocardiogram, looks normal. Next one is chest X-ray discussed with patient with a possible hiatal hernia and increased elevated right diaphragm. Findings discussed with patient before leaving the office, and he's going to the emergency room now. Thank you.